Now the gate off into the future with business futurist Maurice Maslowski from businessfuturist.com today, taking a look at a number of future-oriented news stories from last week. Maurice, good morning.
Hello, David.
Maurice, a whole list of things to look at. First up, Oxford Dictionary's new word inclusions. What have they added this year?
This is really incredible for me. The Oxford English Dictionary updates its words twice a year. In this update, it's included 1,200 new words, and most of them are around tech. So it's put words in like tweet, which was a noun before, but they've also now included it as a verb. Now, the question may be, who cares? And that may be a great question. But what it does is it breaks a tradition for Oxford English Dictionary, which says the word has to be in use for 10 years before it can be included. And this one's only been around for about 2 or 3 years as a verb.
So they've made a quick leap into the future then?
Because they believe that so many people are using that word tweet now in that format. So it really is, it goes to the question of how fast technology is impacting on our lives, not only in the things we can do with it, but in the way it's becoming such common usage of word that the dictionary now has to break its own rules to put them in.
Any other new words in there?
Yeah, so most of them were spoken about. So it talks about big data, which is that thing about all that information out there. Crowdsourcing has gone in. Redirect as a noun has gone in, which when you redirect somebody to another website. Stream as a verb has gone in. It was there as a noun before. And then there are words like flash mob. Then there's binge drinking, which has gone in, which is not necessarily tech, but binge drinking's gone in. And BFF, which is...
Which is?
Best friends forever.
Of course it is.
So all those acronyms, they thought only consultants can do it. The kids are much better at it now. So we've got all those kinds of new words. There's an interesting one too called to have a cow. And payday loans have all gone into the dictionary.
There you go. Okay, Oxford Dictionary moving along with the times, that's for sure. Okay, another story we're looking forward to hearing about from last week. Printing pizzas in space. What's going on there?
Yeah, as if our local pizza store wasn't enough. NASA has actually commissioned a contest. And in this contest, they've asked people to come up with a printer that they can take into space with them. There's actually a contender for it at the moment. It's a contractor in Austin. He's been given about $125,000 to build a machine, very much like what I would have thought in my day. If you were a Trekkie, Star Trek, you had that food replicator machine. They used to go up and press and ask for a cup of tea or something. This 3D printer kind of works along those lines. And what they're thinking of is that when and if we spend time in space, obviously food and food preparation is going to be one of the issues we'll have to come across often during the day. Will we be able to print it? So there's a gentleman that thinks he's able to build a 3D printer. We've talked about that before as well. That's like a dot matrix printer. It literally just puts down elements and they assemble together. He thinks he can build this printer for a pizza, and what it's going to do is create the pizza in two steps. It'll make the pastry, it'll cook it in the same machine, and while it's cooking it, it'll then prepare the toppings. There are machines like that around already, strangely enough. There's one called Cornucopia that's been around for quite a while that also prints food and makes a lot of the cakes and is capable of making some of the cakes and things that we now buy, although it's not used in mass production. So it's, again, as often we talk about, it seems like a step too far, something out of sci-fi, but lots of evidence of it coming around over the next 5 to 10 years.
For printing pizzas, I can imagine that's something that everyone would want in their house, isn't it, at some point, that's for sure. All right, let's move on to smart socks. Are they socks that make sure that you don't kind of lose one? They're always a matching pair?
No, that would be great. I think we should actually put that out to our listeners. Maybe somebody can come up with that. But this is smart socks. This has technology embedded into the cotton or into the fibre of it. And what it does is to monitor your walking, your running, and whatever other activity you do on your feet. It sends it back to your smartphone. We're already seeing some of these. Some of the bigger brands of shoes and other fitness equipment have these in other formats. But what they're saying is because this sock is form-fitting, it actually fits to your foot, it's far better and far more accurate at diagnosing or looking at the way that you walk, whether you walk with a gait and other things. So it's just another step along those wearable computers.
Let you know if you need to change your socks as well, will it?
Oh, I hope so, especially with teenagers. Wouldn't that be good?
And another story from last week, sushi restaurant drones.
Oh, yes. Yes, if we haven't got enough in our restaurants. Now, this is from the Incredible File, but again, it's coming to a restaurant near us, possibly. This is from a restaurant in London called Yo Sushi, we wouldn't know them here, but they were the first restaurant, apparently, to have those conveyor belts, you know, with sushi that goes around and just keeps going round and round. What they have now invented is the world's first flying restaurant tray called iTray. Oh, the story gets deeper. This is a drone, and it is very much like the normal restaurant tray that we might have when we line up for food, but this one actually flies around the store.
Could be a bit dangerous, couldn't it?
Absolutely, was my first thought. So the chef, when he's finished putting together our food, our sushi, we'll put it on the tray and we'll head it to a table near you.
Beware the flying hot drink.
Absolutely.
Okay, sushi restaurant drones like that one. And finally, a robot helping a sick boy.
Yeah, I like this story very much. So this is a child in America who has a baseball fetish, loves his baseball, and unfortunately been very, very ill over the last year or two. He has a plastic anemia, which means he can't go outside, he can't be in crowds, and obviously can't go to the baseball matches. What's happened in the last 3 weeks is that they've asked him to come out and throw the first pitch at a Yankees A game, which in America is a very big deal. Of course, he can't get there firsthand. So what's happened is that Google has come to his rescue, and they've built a virtual baseball field for him, complete with a robot. Now, he's going to go into this room, which to him, obviously, is virtual, but will look like the field itself. He'll have his friends there, his doctors and his old playing mates, all in the room together cheering for him. And at the other end, 1,800 miles away, he'll have a robot on the mound, and the robot will be following his exact movements. So he'll throw the pitch. He'll throw the pitch where he is. He'll see the crowd. He'll experience all these friends around him, but he won't be in any harm's way because he won't be in germs or anything else. And the ball will be thrown all that distance away.
Wow.
I just think that's a terrific use for a robot and medical advancement.
An amazing experience for him, that's
yeah,
for sure.
Absolutely.
Okay, some great stories of the future from the last week there. Remind us, Maurice, where we can catch up on all the stories for the future and to find out what's happening in the future.
As always, businessfuturist.com.
Maurice Poslowski, we'll catch you in a fortnight. Thanks very much.
Look forward to it.
Maurice Poslowski, Business Futurists on ABC Local Radio Queensland from